element of psychodrama enters in. The possibility that I stepped unconsciously into a field of work that I thought was the opposite of what my father did, but may have only been so in the way that the reverse sides of a coin are opposite to each other. Running in a great circle, only to realise you're almost back to what you were running from. I grew up knowing that my father would never say much about what his work involved, and could be evasive or contradictory when he talked about it at all. But I thought that was normal among diplomats, especially on the political side of the Foreign Office. He did not, as you will discover, formally reveal to me that he was a spy until I was 25, though I'd pretty much reached that conclusion a year or two before. During my teenage and university years, we had disagreed vociferously about a lot, notably the domino theory of the Vietnam War and the relative merits of authoritarian and totalitarian regimes. He believed right-wing dictatorships were temporary by nature, whereas communist ones would never yield. Like most of the intelligence community, he did not see 1989 coming. And so a substantial part of this book is an attempt to reconstruct where I can some of the parts of his life that I never really knew. The life